Up at the top of page 19, under political campaign activity, there's only one ruling. That particular ruling actually has a double import, and I've got it in here twice, and it's in here on the same page. It's under the political campaign activity, but it's also number four under structural issues. And this gets into these situations, and there have been two or three of these in recent years where you have this admixture of nonprofits and a for-profit company and a for-profit subsidiary of a tax-exempt organization and a charitable entity and a political action committee, and they're all clustered together. And they have these agreements between the parties and employee sharing and all that kind of thing. And at some point, the IRS just says, this group of entities is too integrated. It is so functionally integrated that we're going to treat the group of entities as one for exemption purposes. And it's either an outcome where there's too much political activity, which is under the political campaign activity category, obviously, or it's a private, enormous private benefit problem because of unwarranted benefits to the non-charitable entities. And if you look there under number four, the IRS makes reference to this idea that if you're going to have this kind of an arrangement, there need to be so-called protective guardrails against the blurring of the roles of these entities. And unfortunately, the law is not terribly clear as to what those guardrails ought to look like. Turning the page, one more item under structuring that I want to mention. This ruling is a little old, but I left it in because it reflects a policy of the IRS that I think is incorrect. And so I just wanted to touch on it briefly. There have been a number of situations over the years where someone will start an enterprise, probably not seeking counsel, and they set it up as a for-profit, usually an LLC, and the enterprise runs for 2-3 years, and the parties realize they made a mistake. They really should have set it up as a nonprofit, probably a charity, probably an educational entity. And so they start over. And as you know, on the application, the 1023, there's a question about whether or not the entity, the applicant entity, is a successor to a for-profit entity. And of course, you have to answer the question yes. And the IRS's position basically is if the entity is a successor to a for-profit, it can't be exempt because that's private enormous. And that, my friends, is simply not the case. It's simply not the law. But that is the IRS's posture. Under the exemption application process, I mentioned earlier when I was going through the priority guidance plan that outside of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, almost everything on the list has not been looked at. There's certainly been one notable exception to that comment, and that's number five toward the bottom of the page. The IRS has long been wanting, they haven't been formally adjusted since 1980. And so they recently, with this notice I have cited here, issued a draft revenue procedure that would radically revise the group exemption structure. I think this proposal is just a mess. It's a jumble. It's unworkable. It is unduly complicated. And it is unfortunate. I don't know what's going to happen to this. I know there's been a lot of comments filed with the IRS about it, certainly not favorably. But if you do utilize the group exemption like I do, you need to be concerned about where this may be heading. got a section in here beginning on page 21 about disclosure requirements. There's a lot festering in this area. This gets into a number of areas that we don't have time to talk about. Some of this is state law, where the state statute will dictate that certain information about members or donors have to be disclosed to the state. There are two cases that are cited at the bottom of page 21 where these laws have been struck down by the courts as being unconstitutional, violation of free speech rights, both for the organization and the members. Another category is a set of regulations that I have referenced here at the top of page 22,